Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas. Created by Stu Redwine and Zach Hahn. Episode 1. Welcome, brave listeners, to a tableau of rural Americana. Rolling golden wheat fields under a sky so blue it hurts to look at. Capped by stark white clouds. On the horizon, a gleaming grain elevator. That great monolith of mankind's futile struggle to control nature stands sentry. In this place of heartland charm and haunting desolation, a solitary graveyard lies. Three figures huddled by a gravestone in Faith, Kansas. Meet Gregory, 18, as rough and tumble as they come. His ensemble? A faded blue jean jacket, dark denim, a black flag t-shirt, snakeskin boots, and the scruffiest shadow of facial hair his adolescence can offer. Next to him, Winona, older, wiser, her pale green eyes locked under the cold tombstone before her. Tears threaten to spill over, but Gregory's arm around her is steadying. A few paces away, we find Edward. Taller and lean, keeps his distance. Gregory extends an arm towards him, a call to solidarity. But Edward remains rooted.
Come on, man. Can't you see she's crying?
Edward doesn't budge. The world around him seems to have frozen in place.
Don't you feel anything, you freak? Bill's dead.
Angry now, Gregory releases Winona and advances on Edward.
You!
His fist catches in Edward's worn-out Hanes t-shirt. But Edward's eyes are rolled back, the whites darting. Gregory hesitates, looking back to Winona. Edward's hands shoot out, gripping Gregory by the collar. His eyes are still rolled back, but is he looking at Gregory?
Find Stephen. He must believe. He must have faith.
Suddenly, Edward releases Gregory, swaying backward, saved from falling by Winona's swift hands.
Banks Farm, Coven there.
Of course. There's only one Stephen I know in Faith, Kansas. And he's a real son of a...
And so begins our tale in the heartland of Kansas. Brace yourselves, brave listeners, as we dive deeper into the mystery. Welcome to Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas. While turmoil erupts in the graveyard, our story takes us elsewhere. The normally quite sleepy Main Street of Faith, Kansas. But today is different. A door crashes open in the back alley. Stephen Gray, all-American male at 18, bursts into the alleyway, arms laden with camping gear. He's running for dear life, pursued by a relentless Cairn Terrier and its owner, Albert Mason, toting a shotgun. But Stephen's escape is cut short. He stumbles, sending pans scattering and a tent unfurling. Albert, in his pinstriped overalls and plaid Sears and Roebuck shirt, casts a menacing shadow over the downed boy.
Why are you stealing from my store, son?
Albert!
Don't you dare address me that way, you rascal! You're gonna pay for this.
The shotgun is now level with Stephen, but he keeps his cool.
Okay. Mr. Mason, if it weren't for Toto here, you never would have missed this junk.
Albert lowers the gun, smirking.
Well, he is a good dog. Either bring it all back in or bring me the cash to pay for it, or I call Sheriff Vance. You got 1 hour.
With that, Albert turns an about-face and saunters back to his store, followed by his triumphant terrier. Stephen untangles himself, collapsing once more onto the ground. His eyes fall on the steeple of the town's old Lutheran church. Inside the church, it's quiet. Stephen, now at the offering box, eyes a gilded cross. A crash. The offering box shatters. A voice echoes from the fellowship hall.
Hello? Is someone there?
Stephen scrambles for the cash and coins scattered on the ground and runs out just as Miss Snyder enters the sanctuary. Next, we find Stephen back in Albert Mason's store, laying out his earnings on the counter.
You think you're better than us? The good ones stay. You're running because you ain't no good.
An icy silence. The phone rings. Neither man flinches. Finally, Albert breaks, answering the phone as he shoos Stephen away.
Albert, this is Albert. Hang on. Hey, what do you need all that camping gear for anyway?
But Stephen is already gone. And so, as one mystery unravels, another takes its place in the tale of Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas.